Before I close in prayer, I want to share something with a little bit of holy humor, which I forgot to do at the beginning. But laughter, just hearing you guys laugh, even from the story about Travis, it just warms my heart. Because, you know, laughter is so important. And it's hard to find places to go and different things with good, clean humor. Good, clean humor is so important, I think. But even the Bible says that laughter is good medicine for the soul. A very devout Christian woman went to a pet store. She saw a parrot, which she adored and decided to buy. The owner said, "Lady, I couldn't sell you that parrot. He was owned by a sailor and he curses a blue streak." But the woman could not be dissuaded. She said, "I believe the parrot can do me good with Christian love and firm discipline. I think I can train him not to be that way again with the sailor's language." So she bought the parrot and took him home. The parrot began cussing and swearing, and she warned the parrot that she was going to put him in the freezer for 10 minutes to teach him to hold his tongue. And when the parrot continued to swear, the woman put the parrot in a cage and put him in the freezer. After 10 minutes, she took him out. The shivering parrot was very remorseful. "Please, lady," the parrot said, what would you tell just somebody cooing? What did that little tiny turkey do?" That don't even make sense. But there's one from Will Rogers. We are always saying somebody way off or the fellow next to us ain't eating. We are always saving somebody way off when the fellow next to us ain't eating. That's a good little thing, too, when you think about it. Will Rogers was a humorist, and he had some catchy little phrases.